From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The state of Alaska is looking into whether it should sue the manufacturers of powerful painkillers. In a move that was first reported by Reuters, the state has hired a law firm that has already sued on behalf of South Carolina and New Hampshire. Those lawsuits target Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin. South Carolina and New Hampshire allege that the company contributed to a drastic and costly increase in opioid abuse by misrepresenting the risk of addiction posed by the widely prescribed pain pill. Alaska Governor Bill Walker declared the state's opioid epidemic a disaster in February. State officials are not commenting on the likelihood of actually pursuing the case, but it hired the law firm Motley Rice earlier this summer to examine the viability of filing a lawsuit. Corey Mills with the State Department of Law says the state is interested in getting back some of its costs in fighting the epidemic, as well as correcting any bad practices on the part of the pharmaceutical companies.
We're going to look into it. It'll be thoroughly vetted. And then if we do end up deciding that a lawsuit can be filed and a lawsuit is viable, then we'll file that, and that'll be a public document. But until then, there's really no other information we can disclose on the investigation.
Pharmaceutical companies have denied they did anything wrong, referring to Food and Drug Administration approval and the legally mandated warnings the drugs feature. In 2007, Purdue Pharma pleaded guilty to misleading consumers and paid a fine of $600 million to the U.S. government. Hurricane, and now Tropical Storm Harvey, has caused nearly 100 oil production platforms in the Gulf of Mexico to temporarily shut down. Since the storm came ashore last Friday, oil production in the region has dropped by more than 300,000 barrels per day. That's according to data from the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement. But that drop in production doesn't necessarily translate to a higher demand for Alaska's oil. Dan Stickle is the chief economist for Alaska's Department of Revenue. He says the global oil market is oversupplied.
There's a lot of ability for the market to absorb a temporary shut-in of some production here or there.
And Alaska's oil doesn't compete with Gulf Coast oil. Stickle says they're essentially in two different markets. Stickle says as long as production isn't stalled long-term from the hurricane, it's not likely that oil prices are going to jump up significantly. Alaskans aren't likely to see an increase in the price of gasoline at the pump either. Goldman Sachs estimates that the hurricane has taken about 3 million barrels a day of the nation's refining capacity offline as well. Lineage, Tlingit Art Across Generations, premieres tonight on 360 North. The one-hour documentary film is a collaboration between KTOA Public Media, 360 North Public Television, and Tlingit poet and storyteller Ishmael Hope. Lineage premieres at 8 p.m. tonight on 360 North. And in a special weather statement, the National Weather Service says heavy rains are forecast across the Panhandle Tuesday night through Wednesday. And quick look at weather, it's 58 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport.